The spill happened around 4 o'clock Monday morning. Jason Lowry heads the DNR's spills response team. He says a door on an above-ground containment pit was either left open or malfunctioned.
It looks like this is one of the biggest ones we've had in a few years. There was a 300,000-gallon one that happened last fall, but according to our electronic records, this is the largest one since 2005.
That one was in Wanakee. Lowry says the farm's owner, Kurt DeGrave, reported the spill and the DNR was there by 5 o'clock in the morning. The farm is in Brussels. The manure flowed into a ditch by Sugar Creek. Lowry says the creek's water levels are low, and that's good news since the manure won't travel too far or fast. That area of northeastern Wisconsin is part of the Niagara Escarpment, which is known for thin soil and shallow bedrock. But Lowry says there's little danger of the waste seeping into groundwater.
It looks like in this particular spot, though, we were lucky because the soil, it is thicker than in a lot of other parts of Door County. If the manure was going into bedrock, that's another thing that would have made this spill a lot bigger concern.
Private contractors have erected an earthen berm to contain the spill. The DNR says it's too soon to determine if negligence is involved. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.